That is Biden's administration desperate effort to involve the world in the nuclear war between the West and Russia. And that is the only way to avoid, I think, the court, because I think when Trump comes to power, there will be the series of the judgments and court cases against crimes or committed by Biden and his gang. So they have usurped the power in the United States. They have hijacked United States of America and submitted to their maniacal, aggressive interests, and they have betrayed, they have committed a high treason of United States. They understand they could not avoid that, because I hope with Trump there will be reconciliation in Ukraine somehow, and that will not make the world safer, but I think that the conflict precisely with Ukraine will a kind smoothen if Trump will not supply such huge amount of weapon Nazi Kiev regime. So I think that in expecting that, the Biden has made the suicidal decision to give to the Kiev's regime the permission to attack Russia with the missiles of middle and long range. So the response was given 21 November. We have tried the middle range missile called Oreshnik, Hazel against the city Dnipropetrovsk in Ukraine. And next time, this missile that was without nuclear head, but next time, the something like that hypersonic missile would hit some of the NATO facility. So, as example, that we are not going to tolerate passing red lines made by Putin. So we are in a very, very difficult period. So the period that will last, I hope, until January, until coming of Donald Trump into office, but before, we will be balancing over the abyss, over the edge of the abyss of nuclear extinction of humanity. We don't want that. We will try to avoid that. But desperate efforts of this criminal, this gang of liberals and globalists, they try to save their positions and their life in spite of their loss, not only in the presidential battle. They have lost everything. They have lost, they claim to be to lead the world. And with Trump, everything will be quite evident, because second term of Trump, it is that means that first term was not just casual, not mistake, something more, that there is an inner logic in this refuse of Western American society of globalists gang, and I think there will be a kind of revenge starting from January, and it is clear. And the globalists, they try to avoid that desperately, including provoking nuclear war. We will try to avoid that, but we could not be treated like that. For example, you could not permit Ukrainian Nazis to use Western middle and short range missiles to use against Russian territories. One more strike, there will be consequence. And Putin has clearly shown what it will be, because in front of hypersonic missile, there is not any form of air defense in the West. So we could hit with such Hazel, Oreshnik missile any point in the world, at least in any point in Europe, without any risk to prevent this strike. So that is very serious, and I think that rationality will overcome in their case, and we could avoid that. But we stand strongly for peace. We don't like to use that. We are solving our problem in Ukraine with conventional weapons, and it is difficult, it's tragic, it is very sad history, a kind of civil war, something like civil war, because Ukrainians and ourselves, we are the same people, same religion, same people, absolutely same history, same language, same identity. That is kind of civil war inside, and no third part should be intervened in that. That is our law, that is our rule, and we are going to impose this rule to everybody. So let me stop at this point, and once more, I am grateful to you. I'm very happy to participate in this conference, and to have the possibility to speak with such high audience. Thank you.